Welcome back to Growing Places, a podcast about all things economic development here in the Sioux Falls metro area, brought to you by the Sioux Metro Growth Alliance.
Welcome back to Growing Places, your regional roundup sharing the stories of economic development in the Sioux Metro. I'm Miranda Basie, and today I'm joined by my co-host Sheldon Jensen and our guest from Travel South Dakota, Aaron Weinzettel. Hello, Aaron.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
We're so glad to have you today, Aaron. It is another beautiful day out here in the Sioux Metro. It's not quite spring yet, though.
No, and I hear there's snow on the way, so I guess we're holding tight still.
We're pretty excited. They did decrease the amounts they think we're going to get. So to me, that's a sign of spring. We're decreasing the snow amounts we think we're going
to
get.
And to those of you listening a week from now, if we're wrong, don't blame us.
All right. Well, in the travel world, we're already thinking about next year. So, I mean, yeah, spring and summer is already gone in our mind, but no, we're almost there.
So when you say the travel world, tell us about that. We're talking about Travel South Dakota. So what does that even mean?
Yeah, you bet. Travel South Dakota is this wonderful department within the state of South Dakota. And what really our job is to enhance the life of the South Dakotans, as well as strengthen visitors coming into our state to learn more about what South Dakota has to offer. Whether we're promoting Mount Rushmore or even pheasant hunting throughout our state. We're really just trying to tell people about South Dakota and the things to do in our great state. So our main priorities are really growing the visitation. We want people to come spend money in our state. It's the second industry within South Dakota. And so we really want to help, generate tax revenue, which will help all the citizens in our communities, and then really support jobs across South Dakota as well. So that's kind of what Travel South Dakota is all about. And really, it's marketing our state regionally as well as nationally.
That's really exciting to hear, because so much of what you just articulated is ingrained in the mission of the Sioux Metro Growth Alliance and our commitment to support the growth of our communities. And I think that that's part of the reason why I've been so excited about today's podcast, and why I'm excited that we were able to make this work remotely and, test out some of our technology. So when you talk about, promoting parts of our state and really, getting people to the regions within our state, what are you promoting, or what are the draws that you talk about?
Yeah, absolutely. We partner with every single region within our state. And then within partnerships with the regions, we also partner with the different communities and cities. And we love highlighting what each of those different communities and cities have to offer. And we do it in a variety of different ways, from highlighting our Great Eight, which is our, these outstanding places that many South Dakotans have been a part of, your Custer State Park, the Missouri River, highlighting Falls Park as well. So keeping with those big standouts to catch the attention of individuals. But then also what we're learning is people want to know about the hidden gems of our state and the things that they haven't heard about. And so that's something that really we've been focusing in on this last year, because it aligns with our strategic plan too. And that's, responsible destination management of moving people, not so much always to those main places that they're going to always go to, but get them out and about. But also it expands our seasonality too. When you think about South Dakota, a lot of people think, oh, summertime. And it's like, guess what? There is amazing things to do throughout our state and in the Southeast region too, different parts of the year. So those are kind of the different areas and ways in which we promote the state.
So one of the things that's kind of going through my mind, Sheldon, as we're listening to Aaron talk, is the, the communities that we work with, some of the communities that you work with, and travel is a big part of, their planning and their growth. And I would just love to hear you chat a little bit, Sheldon, about maybe the way that travel in South Dakota is being, you know, discussed or used strategically in some of these communities outside of the metropolitan area as they, you know, plan as they try to continue growing?
Yeah, I think when we focus in our communities, the 16 member municipalities of the SU Metro, you know, everyone has a little bit of a different opportunity for growth. And I'll, you know, focus in Del Rapids, for example. I think a lot of Del Rapids has beautiful bike trails. It follows the Sioux River with the quartzite bluffs. And one of the things they just did, and I need to talk more with Travel South Dakota about this, is they just formed a partnership with the Great Plains Climbing Cooperative and are putting full permanent routes in the bluffs of in the dells of the Sioux River that people can use to climb. They need to bring their own ropes and their own equipment, but it's this nonprofit climbing cooperative that said, hey, you have this beautiful resource. Climbing is such a growing opportunity. Mm-hmm. But really getting back to the heart of your question, Miranda, it's our tourism is not always your five-day vacation that you go and take from work. I think in our communities, a lot of it is, how can I spend my Saturday? Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, oh, I live in Sioux Falls, but today I'm going to go, like we talked about in a previous podcast, you know, go to Centerville and grab my donut and then go shopping at the boutique and then visit the art gallery. Or I'm going to go to Garrettson and I'm going to go hike the Palisades and then go jump the gulch like Jesse James. I mean, there's so many of those one day adventures. And I think that in our communities, if we can get people out and about, that's how you convince them to spread their roots and say, you know, I want to land in Del Rapids because I went climbing in the dells. And then I went and had lunch at Pins and Bold, and I, you know, then went to a movie at the Dells Theater, and I was like, this is a great place. I want to learn more about the community.
Aaron, I see a lot of head nods and big smiles from you. So my hunch is that, you know, everything that Sheldon's talking about is maybe hitting on some of the strategies and some of the things that you guys are talking about and working on at Travel South Dakota. Could you expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. I was shaking my head because Sheldon, you hit on a lot of my hidden gems that people, they aren't fully aware of. It's like, you got to get to those donuts, Ellis Donuts. Come on, people. but no, absolutely. Again, part of our strategic plan was getting, you know, people throughout all areas of our entire state and not necessarily even your main metros. Like you had mentioned, Miranda, you know, it's what are these different things within the communities that people can go explore? And so that's really, I'll jump right into one of our programs. It's called our Passport Program. And we've really put an emphasis on this program. It's this gamification program where you can just go on travelsouthdakota.com. Download it, and we give you a list of amazing hidden gems throughout the entire state and in some of our smaller communities as well, to show people that, yeah, you can quickly take a day trip up, you know, an hour outside of Sioux Falls or even 30 minutes outside of Sioux Falls and see some great places and meet some amazing South Dakotans as well. And that's something that I really love with the program. But along with your journey, not only are you finding these hidden gems, but you're also getting rewarded for the number of places that you go to. So for every location you visit, you do a check-in. Everything's geofenced, which is making the program pretty seamless. You get points, 10 points for every location. And then from there, you can tally up your points and get amazing prizes too. And a lot of them are South Dakota prizes. So again, just another way for us to share bits and pieces of South Dakota with others.
So one of the things that I'm thinking about as you're explaining this program, because that sounds like a lot of fun for me, but I'm a South Dakota resident. So is that an issue?
Not at all. In fact, you kind of have an advantage because you can just quickly take that one day or that couple hours. We do promote it both in-state and out-of-state. Out-of-state, of course, because we want those visitors to come and, again, go off the beaten path, get off of I-90, get off, you know, of our interstates, but also for our citizens or our residents, excuse me, within our state. It's, yeah, take a quick J trip. Have you ever been to this community? Have you ever been to that community? just, again, it's diversifying. And what we found is a lot of people within our state said, hey, listen, I've lived here for how many years and I've never heard of this place that you're highlighting here, part of the program.
I think that the vocabulary of tourism is something that I know for me personally, sometimes I get wrapped up in. You know, I think to myself, well, is it really tourism if I live here? And so, you know, I think that what you're talking through, and I'll share my thoughts on this and then maybe hear some more from you. But I think what you're trying to get across to us is that even within the state, even residents, that there's so much to explore and there are so many things about our communities, about our state that make us unique that, you know, that you can just go somewhere else that maybe you don't trek through every day to experience that.
Yeah, absolutely. The other thing is too, you know, word of mouth. You're helping us as, you know, residents of our state when you go explore our state or these different hidden gems. And then you talk about it with others. And before you know it, you're talking about it with people that don't even live in our state. And then you're encouraging people, hey, South Dakota is a pretty darn great place to live, to visit, to stay. That also is helpful with everything that we do as well.
So I am actively on the website right now. I just downloaded a passport, but it seems like it's more the general Great Finds passport. But I see a couple other opportunities. What else is out there?
There are. So we also have launched our State of Create. The South Dakota Arts Council is part of the Department of Tourism. So we got to partner with the Arts Council and to highlight the different artistic areas of our state, whether those are museums or galleries or you know, different places to shop, local artists, for local artists. So we made sure even, you know, we have different areas within our state that are just artistically beautiful that we want people to explore. So that's one of the different passports. And then we are about to launch within the next couple of weeks, what we call our Peaks to Plains. So we also partner with Game, Fish and Parks, another department within our state. And we wanted to highlight the outdoor areas within our state that, again, people wouldn't know about. So maybe they are familiar with, you know, this state park or that state park or Custer State Park, but it's, hey, do you know about this location? Do you know about that location? So again, just getting people familiar with the hidden gems. So those are right now the three passports that we have about to launch or are currently available. And then we have a variety of other ones up and coming too. So tribal nations that'll highlight the different tribes and their offerings within our state. And then agritourism, something that we're, you know, emphasizing and growing within the state as well. So wanting to have an agritourism passport too.
So that Peak to Plains might be the right spot for my rock climbing in Del Rapids.
Yeah. The minute you were saying that was part of the reason why I was smiling. So I was like, I have to follow up with Sheldon and get the name of that because that's got to go on our passport.
Okay. So hang on, let's talk about that. So with the communities that are off the beaten path and maybe have some of these things and, you know, that maybe haven't quite made their way to you yet, how do they get on the passport or how do we get some of these, you know, off the beaten path, hidden gems, hole in the walls out there for more people to enjoy?
That is such a great question, Miranda. So a couple different ways. Number one, contact me. So Erin Weinzettel at travelsouthdakota.com. You can also contact our industry outreach team. So Kelvin, who has been on this podcast before, he's another individual that you can reach out to. About a quarterly, we try to update them with more places for people to visit. And then about once a year, we try to do not so much an overhaul, but it's okay, let's really get people to continue on with this program and let's include some more. So contact the Department of Tourism and then you'll end up being placed in touch with me and I can help you there.
Is it okay if we drop your email in our show notes for people to click on?
Absolutely. Yes, please do.
Beautiful. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So you mentioned yourself. So I'm going to take the time to ask you a little bit more about yourself. We kind of skipped over that part of our questions. So, you know, what is your actual role at Travel South Dakota? I don't even think we got that out there.
Yeah, I got so excited talking about everything Travel South Dakota.
That's how we know you're in the right place, right?
Yes, I'm doing the right job. You bet. So I'm a global marketing and brand manager. So I work directly with our marketing director and our marketing team through Travel South Dakota, as well as the different teams within our department as well. And then in addition to working with our marketing team and doing, you know, working on all the different advertising that we put out for South Dakota, I also work with then different partners. So that's Game Fish and Parks, Arts Council, the Department of Labor. If we have a workforce campaign that we're working on, Governor's Office of Economic Development as well. And then we have a variety of different agencies too. So I'll also work with agencies and then different partners. Maybe we have efforts with the Minnesota Vikings. So I would be our direct contact with the Minnesota Vikings or SiriusXM. Maybe we'll be hosting some people through SiriusXM. So that's kind of my role. It's just making sure the word gets out about South Dakota and different advertisements and how we can partner with others throughout our state and throughout the country.
I was at a Vikings game and I did see a lot of South Dakota advertisements. So I did appreciate that.
That's good, Sheldon. That's what I love to hear.
Are we sure we need more Vikings fans in South Dakota?
She's also advertising to the away fans.
Yes, okay, yes, okay. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep, they're within our region too. Don't worry.
I love that. So have you always worked in, you know, travel, tourism, marketing, or how did you end? And your job sounds really cool. So I want to know how you got there.
Oh my goodness. I was beyond lucky. I started actually at Lawrence and Schiller Advertising. So I ended up I started in the agency world, which maybe some may know it's a wild and crazy world. It's busy. It's fun. But I was there for almost 10 years. And the entire time, the Department of Tourism was actually my client. So I was lucky enough to work with Travel South Dakota. Took some time off, had a kid, thought, you know, maybe I don't love it as much as I thought, but golly, here I'm. I came back. Secretary Hagen reached out to me and said, Erin, could we get you to be part of our team? And so that's kind of how I became part of Travel South Dakota, directly, at least.
I love that. I love that. So you had a lot of that longstanding knowledge and you kind of knew what was going on.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. You know, working with the department for 10 years, I got to work with, you know, the 13 plus different community partners that the Travel South Dakota works with in their community co-op program. I got to travel the entire state, you know, from Deadwood, Spearfish, all the way in Brookings, Watertown, Yankton, and so on. So I really got to know, you know, the ins and outs of our industry. You know, not only do you get to work with the communities, but then you also get to, you know, be in different roles too within the state of trying to, you know, push through different things within the legislature, you know, just helping overall travel and tourism within our state.
I love that. I'm just thinking about like all the various, you know, campaigns and stuff that I've seen and the ads that Sheldon saw at the Vikings game. And is there any, you know, is there any campaign or any initiative that stands out to you as maybe one of your favorites that you've worked on or that just like really, uh-oh, what was that face? There's too many.
That's it. It's like, Miranda, how are you going to ask me to, how am I supposed to pick my favorite? Oh my goodness. I think it's whatever season we're in, it's my favorite. And I think that's what's, again, so great about our state is we get to showcase so much and there's so many different areas of our state that even people aren't aware of. You know, when it's hunting season, I fall back in love with the hunting season. And when we're talking about agritourism, you know, how important, you know, agriculture is to our community, you know, our communities and our entire state. And just showcasing the state of South Dakota, people are just still unaware of, or they're like, oh, heard it, Mount Rushmore, good to know. Yeah. But it's just saying there's more than just Mount Rushmore and we should be on your bucket list. And we typically are because of Mount Rushmore, but it's, let me extend your stay a little bit longer so you can explore a little bit more.
So doing a little bit of a case study, taking ourselves out of our questions that we had prepared.
Yeah, absolutely.
This week has been the Summit League tournament.
Yes.
How does an event like that work within tourism? What are your goals? How are you working as a state to help experience Sioux Falls, you know, market that and then get people outside of Sioux Falls because of
that? Yeah, absolutely. Events are they're huge for Sioux Falls specifically in growing in Rapid City as well. Having people from all across the country come into our state, you know, flying even into our state, driving into our state. I will tell you, Experience Sioux Falls is a phenomenal organization, though, that they really, they run it all on their own, and they do a tremendous job. Really, where we come in is to the point of how can we extend these visitors' stay once the tournament's over? Or, oh, guess what? You know, the championship game is on this day. Maybe stay a day or two and explore a little bit more. So that's really our role there in helping when different events come into our state.
Could you talk a little bit about maybe some of the strategies behind that? And I mean, truthfully, I myself have a marketing background. I'm just thinking to myself, okay, how are you hitting these people? How are you impressing upon these visitors, you know, for Sheldon's example, the Summit League tournament, mm-hmm. and, you know, giving them a reason, if they don't have one already, getting them a reason to book an extra night or stay a little bit longer if they haven't already decided that?
Yeah, absolutely. The digital world is a crazy one that continually is changing. So it's really making sure that we remarket to those individuals and show them, guess what? Not only are you here primarily for these sporting events, but there's also great places to eat. There's also, you know, and showing them there's great places to see or stay. It's not that far away from you, you know, through digital marketing has really done wonders for us. And then we're able to, in the end, again, through just reporting, we're able to report in to see when these people arrive to our state, we can kind of track them as crazy. And maybe this is something that shouldn't be sharing.
I love it.
You can be tracked and we can see, okay, where did these individuals end up going? How long did they stay? Which is really nice to then see that ROI too of your efforts. And then were they exposed to our marketing messages? And then did they do what we wanted them to do ultimately?
Yeah, I love that. All that data tracking. And
yes.
I know we are always trying to be creative too about how we can measure impact in, you know, the metro region, right? So, you know, the Summit League is something that's happening in Sioux Falls, but then are they going to go and, you know, I don't know if this time of year that people climb outside, might be a little dicey, but you, I mean, you get the point. Are they going to go then, you know, take that afternoon off of games and go, you know, go somewhere outside exactly. outside of the metro?
Even as simply as them eating out is helpful, you know, or in booking hotel rooms is helpful to what we need individuals to do while they're here.
Yeah.
And spending
then the next
money.
Time they come back. Yeah. And then convince them to come back in the summer and do some other things. Yeah.
And that's it too. A lot of people will, they'll come and they'll be like, gosh, I didn't realize how beautiful, or I didn't realize this was there. I need to come again. We hear that so often from people.
And then they buy a house or buy yes. a lot in Del Rapids and build a house. And
yep, we call it the halo effect. Yep. We get them here for one or two times. They end up meeting the people. Our South Dakotans are so friendly and just, you know, accommodating to visitors as well. And they fall in love with what they see, the people they hear, they talk to. It's wonderful.
So speaking of marketing, one of the things I know that we wanted to get you on to talk about, especially relating to our communities, is your new marketing assistance program.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. So we're calling it, our marketing assistant program, it's part of the American Recovery Plan Act. So you may be familiar with the ARPA funds that the states received. Through those, then the Department of Tourism was given funding to provide to destination marketing organizations, so different communities and cities throughout our state. And really, there's an application that's currently out there. So I would encourage everyone to go to sdvisit.com, and right on the homepage there, you can click into it to learn more about the marketing assistance program. There's even a toolkit that's really great that you know, gives you the ins and outs of this program. But really what these funds are supposed to do are help those communities that took a loss that occurred in 2020 due to the pandemic. And really, how can we rejuvenate and help them in the coming next 4 years to increase the visitation to their communities? So that's a little bit about the marketing assistance program. So those applications are due April 28th. And what we're really looking for is we want to see this four-year marketing plan. Just to what would you do if you received these funds specifically with the elements that are part of this program as well?
So let's dive into that just a little bit. You mentioned a 4-year plan. So in this application process, you're asking communities to be strategic and, you know, talk about what they're going to promote, or can you maybe outline for us what are you looking for in that plan you're requesting?
Yeah, absolutely. So we would love for them to, again, allude to their, you know, the losses that they accrued during that time. But then, okay, if we were to receive this funds, here is how we would use these funds in terms of here's how we would generally spend them. And then here are the things that we would promote as part of those efforts.
Okay. So I'm looking at Sheldon and I'm just thinking, I bet you have like Del Rapids stuff because you've been working with them a lot lately.
Yeah.
Just running through your mind.
No, I've been working with this application with the chamber director in Del Rapids, and we're trying to figure out how we can find some more money that, because turns out South Dakota did pretty well in the pandemic.
We were very lucky in that regard too, but yes,
relatively, of course.
Yes, there you go.
But you know, I'm thinking if we can get 2 quality 1-minute videos, one showing the recreational activities that happen in Del Rapids and one showing the historic downtown and the retail opportunities, I think that we can push those via social channels and just have them on our website. And you know, not all of that needs to be paid advertising, but just the creation of those types of opportunities. And I that's what I think our communities need, is just an opportunity to have something meaty that they can share and say, hey, this is us.
And I think that that's some really good insight, Sheldon, into how to maybe leverage these funds, these opportunities. And Aaron, we'll have you weigh in on that. But I'm just thinking to myself, you know, that kind of content you're talking about is evergreen. You can continue to repurpose that, slice and dice it, and, you know, really use it in a lot of different ways to then really get the most, you know, the biggest value out of that.
And that's a, Miranda, you hit on exactly what I was thinking of, those evergreen efforts of what's not going to just run for 3 weeks or 4 weeks, but what else can we assist? And don't get us wrong, we want to use some of those funds to promote and help that, but where else can you utilize some of these elements that will then showcase and live on for the years to come?
Awesome. I have a hunch, Sheldon, we might get the opportunity to start talking ideas with some of our communities. Maybe we can come up with some marketing plans or outlines to help them work through the application process. But remind us again, you said the deadline is April 28th. Is that correct?
Yes. Yep, that is correct. And feel free, don't hesitate to reach out to Kelvin Blumendale, part of our department, and he can answer any questions that may be a part of this program as well.
He's already answered a couple for me, and so he's been doing good.
Good to hear. We'll keep him on.
And I just wanted to call out and really just thank you guys, you know, you, Aaron and Kelvin, and just your guys' team for how accessible you are, you know, to just share all this information, to come talk extensively with us about your programs, but then also just your willingness to take, you know, unsolicited emails, if you will, with questions. I can't thank you enough for just even the peace of mind that gives me, and I trust gives our communities and leaders in our communities, when they know that, you know, here's this thing that would be beneficial to me and that I know I can use, but it might not be what I do every day. And just to know that they can, you know, reach out and that there's a real person behind that and the accessibility. So I just can't thank you guys enough for that.
Absolutely. We love hearing from different, you know, individuals throughout our state, and we know everything that you guys do and they do for our state is ultimately helping what we do too. So it's a well-rounded. So we absolutely love it.
Awesome. Well, before we get to our final question, I think the penultimate question that I'd like to ask you, because there's so much synergy and we've been able to collaborate with your team and Kelvin, you know, on lots of trainings and just, you know, communication, but how can the Sioux Metro, how can our communities, how can we as a staff support Travel South Dakota?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say continue to reach out to us when things are happening. If you are a business, contact us. We want you on our website as well. We want to make sure to promote you. If things are happening in your community that you think, hey, this is really something neat that could be promoted or is a hidden gem or is an event coming up, again, reach out to your industry outreach team member, Kelvin, and make them aware of that. That's very helpful from us because we don't always know every single thing and every single detail that's happening, but we want to promote and help promote where we can. Sign up for our newsletter too on sdvisit.com so you can stay in the loop of upcoming things. So you can see, oh, they're headed here or they're doing this or they're going down to Dallas to promote South Dakota. Well, maybe that's something, I have a contact out there, something like that. Again, just to keep in touch of what we're working on. And so we have this synergy with one another.
And I think this is something we haven't mentioned yet, but I want to throw it out there. If I'm a business that operates a tourism business and I talk to you, is it going to cost me money to have those types of promotions?
No, absolutely free. And that's what's great about it. So yes, listings on our website are free. Anything that we ever put out there, I mean, it's at no cost to the businesses or the communities, when we're working on things. So again, we want to thank those visitors that come and spend money because they help generate revenue for them that will turn around and come back to the department for us to promote our state.
Awesome.
Well, I think that leaves us with one final question, and we've touched upon it a lot in our conversation already, but we always ask our guests what their favorite hidden gem out in the Sioux Metro is, and we want to know some specifics from you. What do you got for us?
Okay, all right. Well, I have a variety, but I'm keeping true to my South Dakota Great Finds passport. So listen, if you go download it, go hit these places up right away. But Sheldon, you hit on it. Ellis Donuts in Centerville. They've been around. They're outstanding. I love them. But then every now and then I like to have a nice beer as well. So if people haven't gone out to Buffalo Ridge Brewing in Hartford,
favorite.
Yes. And they have great food as well. And snacks too. So hit them up. And then maybe after you've now indulged in donuts and drinking, get out to Mary Jo Wagner. Arboretum, because that's another place where, again, people think about, Palisades or they think about the main places, but there's some great parks out there. And that's one of them on the east side of Sioux Falls. That's really great.
I'm just mentally drawing the triangle that those three places, make. And I think you could just run that loop, like that triangle on repeat.
See, it sounds like a healthy adventure.
Fabulous. Well, to our listeners, to you, Erin, thank you so much for joining us today, for tuning in to another episode of Growing Places. We hope you tune in again next time for another story about the people, places, and businesses that make the Sioux Metro the place to call home.
Thanks for listening to Growing Places. Follow us on social media at Sioux Metro. Tune in next time to the next episode of Growing Places, and always leave things better than the way you found them.